so precise. It's an absolutely splendid day here in the Arctic, and in just a few minutes I'm going to be headed down to the wildlife office to make sure that we've secured all the necessary permits and that I've got a working understanding of the laws, and to review some things and just basically to make sure that everything is in order before we head out onto the ice officially this afternoon. I have to say, I've never flown into a place in the Arctic as beautiful as Pond Inlet. On the flight in last evening, we were flying north along the eastern shore, I believe, of Baffin Island. And there were beautiful fjords, cliffs, as far as the eye could see to the west. And then to the east, if you look out, you could just barely make out the open water of the ocean there off on the east side. I did get a chance last night briefly to log on to the BOW site and look at the thread, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your well wishes and your support on this adventure. With regards to the question of importability, I saw that that got brought up some, and what I'm going to do with the bear. I promise I'll address those concerns and talk about that at length if I get a bear. I am not one to count my polar bears before they hatch, so to speak. And right now I'm focused pretty singularly on what I'm going to do to kill a bear. And what I'm going to do at that moment of truth. I think the idea of being focused in that moment of truth is important in all of hunting, but especially in dangerous game hunting. And for that reason, I think it's obvious I'm not thinking too much about what I'm going to do with the bear. I think we've got to make sure we get one first. Speaking of which, I did get to meet my guides last night here at the hotel. Their names are Shiati and Matthias, and pretty awesome guys, actually. And I'm sure I'll talk a lot more about them as the hunt progresses. But for now, what I was most impressed with is the fear that these guys have of getting into bow range, especially when I explain to them that I want to be in that critical 30-yard range. I mean, that is the point of bow hunting, right? You could see the concern in their eyes when I talk to them about that. It's not that they are inexperienced with bow hunters. These actually are two of the most experienced guides in the Arctic, I believe. But it's just that they've been on the wrong end of bow hunting misadventures before. And I think that because of that, it's maybe got to them a little bit. It's in their heads a bit. And so, Bow Sight, I ask you, how would you handle that situation? How do you handle the fear of your guides for getting into bow range? That's something I'm going to be thinking about, I'm sure, as we travel across the ice this afternoon. The forecast here today is for, I think, a high of negative 20. It's brisk outside, but very, very still and sunny. Perfect day for traveling across the ice. More later, I promise. Bye.